Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of Browns.
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Patriots Monday from Gillette Stadium, and we spoke with Mike Vrabel a little while ago. If you missed that, you can always go back and rewind on the Odyssey app and hear what the head coach of the New England Patriots had to say as the Patriots get to 2-2 on the season, week 4, and we will talk with Boomer Esiason about that and about everything else that is NFL coming up at 8 on this morning show. Speaking of the Odyssey app, that's where you can leave a Hill note, and we'll play the best ones back at about 9:20 this morning from Gillette Stadium. But we have leads left, a bunch of them. Curtis, good morning.
Good morning. Game 1 tomorrow night, Yankee Stadium, the wild card. Red Sox need to win 2 or 3. All the games will be played at Yankee Stadium. And if the Yankees are to win, they're going to have to do something they haven't done all year, which is beat Garrett Crochet. Garrett Crochet's numbers against the Yankees have been spectacular. 4 starts, 27 and a third innings, 20 hits, 39 strikeouts. I think Crochet wins tomorrow, and Bregman starts to bring in some cash. He goes deep. He gets the playoff Breggies back in full effect tomorrow night, and I think the Sox win game 1. I also am just thrilled that the way Major League Baseball has figured out how to avoid the NFL. The NFL has Monday, they have Sunday, and they have Thursday. Tuesday, Wednesday, great days for the playoffs to begin, and I'm excited to see all the action tomorrow across Major League Baseball.
What's your confidence level when you get to game 2 and to Lucas Giolito?
I would say that our furry's going to have to stand up for him. I'm not sure what to expect from Giolito. I fear Judge, every time Judge is at the plate, I think he's going to hit a 600-foot.
Lucas Giolito.
I choose you!
I don't know if it's possible to be underrated and be the best player on the Yankees and the best player in the American League, but Aaron Judge is the most fear. I can't even think. I guess Bonds, at his peak, was a guy that I would put in the same category as Aaron Judge, but he's just so big. He's such a great hitter.
All right.
I would pitch around to him every single time, but I think the Red Sox win tomorrow night and get game 1.
Okay, I'm gonna jump frog if I could.
I love it.
Because just to get everybody excited on a Monday morning, not only do you get a Patriots win yesterday, but you got playoff baseball in Boston for the first time since 2021. And Friday night, certainly the way that game went had me in my feels, but Nathaniel Lowe post-game during his champagne bath had me especially deep in my feels, and so I just want to share this with you this morning.
You understand what it takes to do that. Do these guys have what it takes?
Yes, absolutely yes, and now it's all about execution. When this group executes, I believe that we're the best team in the league. Absolutely. We shouldn't go into it with any other mindset, no matter who's in our way. We win every series the rest of the way out. A lot of people are going to be really happy.
How much is October about that? Executing at the right moments, coming through in the clutch.
Matters. The only thing that matters is showing up and doing your job, you know? So we get to celebrate doing a job from the off-season, spring training, all the regular season tonight. And after this is over, we wash it down, and we get excited about executing all postseason.
It's okay. Not important to execute. What type of question was that? How important is it to execute in the playoffs? Not at all.
All right, it's a little why not us like.
Yes.
And I like that.
I'm all in.
Best team in the league, he says.
Well, the Red Sox won a championship with one low. Why can't they do it with another?
Right. All right. Don't get too low or get too low or don't get too high. Let's get low.
Right.
Yeah, 100%.
Get low.
Right. Yeah. All right.
Good morning.
Good morning, everybody. Just a question lead for me this morning. I do not know what to do. As a Boston College football fan, I am so disheartened at what I saw on Saturday night. They had that game against Cal, an ACC opponent, and the way in which that game ends. And I don't know if Dylan Lonergan is not the guy. You've got two interceptions when they should have been touchdowns. And I'm looking on social media, and all I'm seeing is people coming for Bill O'Brien and wanting Bill O'Brien's head. I'm sorry. I don't think Bill O'Brien's the problem. I don't know what is wrong with the school right now that we can't get a good football team on that field. Bill O'Brien, I think, is going to be one of the best coaches for a college athlete, a great recruiter, somebody who cares about the school, seems to care about the program, wants to be there. I don't think it's Bill O'Brien. I hate to say it, but I just don't know if BC doesn't give Bill O'Brien enough.
There you go.
Enough resources
to get a good. You just answered your own question. BC has to get out of the world. You either want to be a football school and compete in the ACC, or you want to be one of the schools that's looked at like the rest of the nerds in the Ivy League school. You can't have it both ways, and that's the problem. BC has to be willing to do whatever it takes. And listen, the alumni at Boston College is probably, when it comes to financial elements,
ridiculous.
But if you got a president of the school who goes, that's not who we are. And I'm not saying you just got to let anybody in, but you have to be able to compete with the Miamis, the Florida States, the, you know, Georgias, like the rest
but
of the.
They've never really been that.
But we're
having a conversation that I think is separate. They were the better team than Cal,
correct,
and they lost. So that's not on the alumni.
They were
that's
the better team than Stanford, and they lost.
Right. So that has nothing to do with Father Leahy. I'd love to rip the guy.
I'm just saying.
No, but Courtney is not putting it on Bill O'Brien.
I don't.
I'm so worried right now, Curtis, that they are going to take it out on him, and he's going to lose a job that he should be in for the foreseeable future. Father Leahy's out, I believe, 2026 summer.
Right.
That's the end for him. I don't know if who they're bringing in to lead the school is going to give him more.
They don't have an issue when it comes to hockey.
No.
And to getting guys who want to go play hockey.
That's my issue.
Yeah, but it's different though. The hockey element is different.
Because it shouldn't be.
Those guys get drafted, and what ends up happening, and a lot of those guys, they end up going to college after they've been playing juniors for a number of years. In the world of football, and I get what you're saying. I know it's the Cal Stanford. I'm just saying in the world of being able to compete at that level. So if you're losing to Cal and teams like Stanford, imagine what's going to happen when you play Miami.
Of course. I can't even imagine. But you look at schools like Duke, who have had good programs in the past. You look at schools like UNC, who have good programs in the past.
They paid a quarterback $8 million.
Okay, but then that comes down to finances, and there's no issue with finances at BC. Like, I don't get it. I don't think it's Bill O'Brien. I don't know if it's Father Leahy. I don't know if what the school is taking in from alumni is not going to the proper places to put a good football product on the field. But it's getting to a point where alumni are like, what the hell is going on?
Mm-hmm.
But all the things that we would always complain, and I hear you, Courtney, I do.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. You bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
But all the things we bitched about have been fixed. Like, the stadium was full, so that's been an issue. Like, the students not going there. That was a sellout crowd. Parents,
they got
weekend.
The meatballs in a cup over there.
Delicious.
They had beer in the stands, thank God. They were in a position. You begin that game up two touchdowns.
Yeah.
And then you pee it away. Like, I'm sorry. That game, they were undisciplined. There were bad penalties.
Yeah.
And Bill O'Brien has to fix that. That's why he's making $8, $9 million a year. He should be able to do that.
Five. And I agree with you, Curtis, and I think, like, there's certain games. But we always have this conversation, like, to be successful in the world. Like, going to a bowl game, what's that mean?
Nothing.
Nothing, right? If you want to compete for a playoff spot, that's what I'm, like, big picture looking at. You know, is the schools that do that are the ones that come into or welcome the world of what this new college football is. NIL and transfer portals. That's why Clemson is stinking it up, because Dabo don't believe in it.
I enjoyed your conversation yesterday, which I heard secondhand, you and Breece Hill,
yes,
talking about college football needing a commissioner.
Yeah.
You think they do?
I think that it would.
And you're implying, right?
It would benefit them. It would benefit them. But the problem is, if you have a commissioner, you're also going to need to create a union for the players, because then the commissioner is going to decide on what the players are going to be doing. But the players won't have a voice on us not wanting to do that. What I mean?
Yeah.
So I think that's kind of like the sticky situation. But I agree. There should be a commissioner or somebody that says, here's how we're going to do things, big picture.
Yeah. All right, Courtney, thank you.
Thank
Wiggy,
you.
Wiggy, good morning.
All right, good morning. So I'm going to just kind of, I meant to send this to Twitch Mitch, but all you got to do is look at AJ Brown cryptic tweets. You can put it up on the Twitch chat. New England Patriots, pick up the phone and do whatever it takes to go get AJ Brown. This guy wants out of Philadelphia. And Philadelphia clearly doesn't want him. He went to, I believe it was Twitter or X or whatever the hell we're calling it nowadays, and had a cryptic tweet that read, if you're not welcomed, not listened to, quietly withdraw. Don't make a scene. Shrug your shoulders.
And read a book on the sidelines.
And be on your way.
And be on your way. Okay.
And then he put up his stats, I believe, which was 2 catches for 7 yards. So if you're New England and you have a relationship because of Mike Vrabel and A.J. Brown, and you clearly need a number one receiver that you would be getting the football to constantly, A.J. Brown is now the third option in Philadelphia, and he clearly doesn't like it, because the first option is Saquon Barkley. When it comes to the passing game, the second option is Devontae Smith and then A.J. Brown. So if you're New England, and I know I could just be, you know, living in a fantasy land, I could just be shouting, what's the saying, shouting at the
into the ether,
or the
screaming
moon,
into the ether,
screaming at the moon, screaming at the mountains, whatever the hell
is that
it is? Screaming
it could
at the
be
mountains.
Any of those screaming, things.
Yeah, it could be anything. Yeah. Screaming at something that I know won't hit me.
Yelling at clouds,
right?
Yes.
So if if you're New England,
Madadoc,
why would you not do everything in your power to get this guy?
Wiggy, well, to your point, Jalen Hurts did not have a completion in the second half of that game yesterday. Didn't have a single completion.
And I'm telling you, if you watch Philadelphia, they're 4-0.
Do you want a guy that's 4-0 on a defending Super Bowl champion that's miserable?
I think he's miserable because he wants to be the playmaker. Yeah, I want that guy.
That's not a winning guy.
He won a Super Bowl.
Right.
And he was a big part of it.
Yeah, I don't know. I'll take anybody, but
I don't
do
see
think,
it happening.
What
anyway.
Do you think it would require?
I would probably say second round draft pick.
Okay, I'd do that.
Yeah. Right, that's my point,
but
right?
But Mike Vrabel has said on this show he doesn't want to do that when it comes to draft picks. Like,
well, do you want to compare the picks? Because yes. Vrabel doesn't want to compare either.
I know he said he didn't, but I'm just like, it's me looking at this team and Drake May's success, right?
Yeah.
Look at Drake May and how he's played. Shyam has all the numbers. Courtney talked about it. You look at how he's played. Imagine if he had that guy.
Yeah. All right, Wiggy, thank you very much. Those are our leads. We are at Gillette Stadium. It's a Patriots Monday. They said it coming up momentarily. Right now, Courtney, and what is trending this hour?
Jones and Keefe, weekdays 10 to 2.
Now, here's what's trending on WEEI.
Trending. trending now brought to you by Mario's Roofing. The Patriots take down the Panthers in an ass-kicking 42-13, the final at Gillette. The Sports Illustrated Top Performer of the Week is brought to you by Sports Illustrated. And let's give it to Drake May this week. He completed 14 of 17 passes for 203 yards and 2 touchdowns. He rushed in for a third. Sports Illustrated tickets, 50 million sports, concerts, and theater tickets, same seats, better prices. Fans deserve better. If you missed our conversation with Mike Vrabel this morning, you can listen to it on the Odyssey app. Shime, just cancel out the way in which I phrased that Ty Law question. I'm going to think about it the rest of the day.
Oh,
now.
You are?
Yeah,
no,
I'm
just
mad at myself. No, but I'm mad at myself. I'm mad at myself. Well, you know when you get angry at yourself?
Yeah. Yeah.
I mean, that can lead to improvement. You know, it's self-critique.
So that was bothersome to me as...
I'm not in any way to improve right now.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Yeah. No, I'm just on the decline. If anything, no turnovers in this one for the Pats. So he talked a little bit about that as well as Steph Diggs. Some interesting things. Go listen to it on the Odyssey app. Sunday Night Football ended in a 40-40 tie between the Packers and Cowboys. And at halftime, we got to find out who the Super Bowl halftime performer is going to be. It will be Bad Bunny this year. So is who the halftime performer this year is. Bad Bunny.
Boricua!
The Chiefs take down the Ravens 37-20. Baltimore lost more than just the game. Lamar Jackson went out with a hamstring strain. He will have further evaluations done today for that. Monday night sees the Jets at Dolphins at 7:15 and Bengals at Broncos at 8:15.
Far be it for me to be pumping the tires of Bill Belichick, and he's not exactly in a great spot, but... if I'm the Ravens and you are ready-made for a championship and John Harbaugh is underachieving, I mean, that would be the dream return of Bill Belichick, to go back to the team that was once the Browns, Baltimore Ravens, with him.
He loves the quarterback.
He loves the Inner Harbor. He loves Wire, I hear. So, probably 1% chance, but... I watched that game yesterday. They were listless.
Told you. You got the wrong Harbaugh.
The Red Sox clinched a wild card spot on Friday night and then went on to drop Saturday's matchup with the Tigers, win last night's 4-3. We've got a rivalry to kick off October baseball. Tomorrow, the Sox will take on the Yankees in the Bronx. And after a terrible showing from the U.S. at the Ryder Cup this weekend, yesterday had a wild comeback from the U.S., but they were unable to close it as Euro wins it 15-13. Some big Celtics news yesterday as Al Horford is heading to Golden State. He verbally committed to a multi-year contract with the Warriors, according to his agent. In Mario's Roofing, we won't soak you to keep you warm and dry. Homeowners choose Mario's Roofing because they're fair, they're honest, and they provide quality services. Call Mario's Roofing today for a free estimate at 781-344-2420. That's what's trending. Coming up next, we've got They Said It.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.